It's time for Focus on the Community, a regular program featured on WAKO in which we address and discuss issues affecting the WAKO listening area.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome to the program Unit 20 Superintendent Doug Dougherty as we talk about the first few months of the new school term. And Doug, thanks for being on the program.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here to talk to you.
You've got a couple of months of school under your belt now. How have things gone here in the first couple of months?
Things are rolling pretty good. We've had an interesting start to the year. Had a few events come up that we've never really encountered before. We had the eclipse there back at the very beginning of school, which was a new experience, but I think everybody handled it well. The kids enjoyed it, and it was a good learning experience for them. Then we had the situation here in town where we had the water main break, which caused a little bit of chaos there for a while, but it was a good experience. We lived through it, and everything seems to be going back to normal now, so we're looking forward to a good rest of the year.
In order for you to have school, you have to have water, don't you?
Yes. By state law, we're allowed to... I talked to the ROE the day that all the event happened, and they said we're allowed to keep them for up to 3 hours without water. But they encouraged us to do what we could to get water, drinking water to the kids. The big issue was at the grade school with the restrooms, not having facilities. We did have our baseball field open because it's on a well out there. So we did have kids going down there to use the restrooms, but it's just a hassle with not being able to cook, not being able to clean our dishes, stuff like that. So we already had meals cooked that day, so we got them fed, and then we got them out of there. Just a lot more convenient for everybody.
And, of course, logistically, when you have to let people go in the middle of the day unannounced, that causes a lot of problems, too.
Yes, it can, because we have our bus drivers. A lot of those have other jobs that they're working at, so they have to be notified, and fortunately all of our drivers are able to have a good working relationship with their other employers, so they're able to get off and come at a moment's notice. But then the other big hassle is the parents, of course, because a lot of them are working, and our policy is we're not going to leave a kid at home unless we have a parent there, especially the little kids, because when parents are working and they have to make arrangements last minute, we know it's a struggle for them. So it's a lot of phone calls back and forth from parents to the school and the school to the parents, making arrangements and getting kids to different spots. Very similar to a snow day when we had to get out early. It's just a lot of phone calls and a lot of nervous time until everybody's home safe and sound.
And you use social media as much as possible too, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, we get on, we call Waco, we call Bill Powell has the texting service, so we send out messages through the texting service. And Facebook, a lot of people get on there, and that helps us just to spread the word as quick as we can. And it works out well.
Well, as I mentioned, you have a couple of months under your belt now. Let's talk about the school finances, funding. You guys are getting money now, huh?
Yes, the state finally came up with a budget, which we were all thankful for. We missed a couple payments, but they did go ahead and make those back the 1st of September and made our August payments to us. So we are currently up to date. We get payments twice a month from the state. As far as for the state funding, which amounts to about $5.4 million over the course of the year. So right now, as of now, we're on track getting all of that. And then we have our tax money coming in and other different sources of income coming in. So as things stand now, we're looking good, and we just hope it continues throughout the year and the state continues to pay their bills on time.
Now, under the new formula that was enacted, you've got a little more money than in years past?
Yes, with some of the new things they came up with the economics of our district and our enrollment, things like that, we actually went up about $300,000 in state aid. So, like I said, we're at $5.4 million this year, which it helps. You know, we lost out some over the years. You know, they'd always tell us they're going to give us X amount. Then by the end of the year, they were out of money, so we wouldn't get the full amount. So we're hoping that doesn't happen this year, but the state, we just cross our fingers and hope for the best.
There are a lot of factors that go into that, aren't there? Like such enrollment, I know, is key. What, property taxes, poverty levels in the communities and things like that? Is that all factored in?
All that's computed in. And the other big thing, which a lot of parents don't realize, is our attendance. When kids don't come to school and they don't have valid reasons, it hurts us, because then the state looks at that. And our daily attendance is taken into account as to how much aid we get. The other big issue is with the free and reduced lunch. Some parents don't fill out the paperwork. They would qualify. They would get the free and reduced lunch. And in the end, it helps us in the long run. But there are some people that won't fill out that paperwork, and it ends up costing the parents having to pay lunch, and it does end up costing us in the end. So we do encourage people to fill that paperwork out.
And I know that in addition to getting funding from the state, you try to get fees and things paid up as soon as possible. I know that you've been trying to collect those back fees.
Yes, we do have some situations where parents have not paid lunch fees for a couple years, technology fees, just textbook fees, and it does add up over time. We've got to the point now where we've sent several letters to some individuals, and our next course of action is going to be small claims court, where we hate to do that, but we're going to have to take people to court to get our money out of them because it's bills they haven't paid for whatever reason over the years. And we're not talking about the ones who owe $40 in lunch. We're talking we have bills upwards of $300 or $400 over time that have never been paid, that those are the ones that we're going to have to go after.
What is new with regard to the next couple of months here? Of course, winter will be coming very shortly, so you'll have to deal with that. But what else do you have to deal with as you get toward the middle of winter months?
Oh, well, like I said, the biggest thing is always the winter weather. We have our fall sports wrapping up now. Winter sports will be getting started here shortly. And then the big thing is, like I said, keeping track of the winter weather is always a challenge for everybody trying to school, no school because of snow days. And last year, we were very fortunate to have a good winter weather. Hopefully, the same will happen this year. So we'll just have to stay on top of that. And as you said earlier, we use all of our social media to announce when we get out early on days we don't have school, stuff like that. It'll all be announced through the different outlets, and hopefully it'll be a good winter.
How has things gone with regard to staffing and things like that for this school year?
It's gone well. We had about 8 different new teachers throughout the district. Every one of them seems to have adjusted well to the new routines, and the students are back in their school routine now. Just had the 4-day weekend last weekend, which made it kind of nice for everybody to have a little break here. Also, I want to let everybody know we do have parent-teacher conferences coming up on the 19th and 20th. So I encourage parents to get in touch with the school, get appointments set up, to come in and talk to their teachers, because it really does take the teachers really need the parents' help in getting the kids educated and getting them on top of things. And a lot of times that one-on-one direct contact is very beneficial to everybody involved in the process. So I encourage everybody to come in and meet with the teachers and talk about their kids.
How are your buildings holding up?
They're doing well. Our roof at the park side right now is they've come in, done their last bit of work on it. We do have a couple leaks still, so they're going to have to come back and fix that. But we're in the process of doing the final inspection now and finding those leaks and taking care of that. So once that gets taken care of, that'll be nice to have that off the table. We just went through a 10-year life health safety inspection at Parkview, which of course is our oldest building, and there's some different things there. The architect they come through and do a report, and then I have to go through and make changes, and we have to do some updates on the building. So that's some things that will be coming up in the next couple months. We'll get all that information out and start making changes there that we need to make that are required and go from there.
And that's required by state law?
Yeah, every 10 years they have to have the architects come in and look at things. And you know, it's everything from little exit sign lights and different things that the state adds over the time. Or it can be major issues, which we hope we don't have any of those, and we just kind of have to fix what's required.
Well, Doug, thanks for talking with us about the status of the Unit 20 district, and hopefully this will inform folks about how things are going, and we talked about some things that are coming up, and people to keep that in mind, and good luck with the rest of the school year.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate all your help in getting all the news out.